KPA, N4ZLK.
4ZLK, KA3JCA. Hello, Shane.
I told Sally I'd call you guys back, but then I got on a phone call, and it took a while, so finally got off of it. You guys all right tonight?
Sally heard you in there earlier. She wanted to jump in and say hi before she laid down. She already laid down, but I think she's kind of half asleep. But yeah, we're doing fine. Just up and down a lot last night, but just try to stay healthy, I guess I should say, is the best way to look at it.
Best you can. So I'm sorry you had a bad night. I know that up and down probably means you kind of had a bad night, so I'm sorry about that. I hope you have a better night tonight and can get some good rest.
Shoot for, she just rolled over and said, ask how Gabby is, so did Gabby have a better day today?
Today, and she said she's still in a lot of pain, but in her, she thinks her iron's really low because she looked pale all day, but she's definitely improving, you know, little areas, you know, she's moving around a little more, able to get up and down more, but still in a lot of pain, but she's getting there. I appreciate that.
Said hi, too. She's on her way to bed. She's got to get up early in the morning.
She called me. She's already in bed as well. She gets up at 4 on Tuesday mornings, goes into work, so everybody's going to bed early. I think I'll just stay awake all night, keep watch for everybody else who's sleeping. I'm sorry.
Yes, Sally said she appreciates you staying up and watching over us tonight.
Somebody's got to stay up and keep the repeaters active during the night.
Yeah, what you need to do is mount yourself a couple of beams on the top of that truck and put yourself a little amplifier on there and keep everything warm.
I get pretty warm. My SWR, I can't get it down as low as it used to be. It used to be like 1 to 1, 1 to 1.5. It's just under 2 right now, so if I get on there on a long conversation, it can get pretty warm.
Is the antenna the same spot, or is it just the way the truck is designed?
The same spot as I had it on the other tractors. I'm just not sure. It used to just tune out really well. I put it on 3 different tractors. Well, this is the 4th tractor, and changing out on the other 3, I just do a little adjustment, it would tune out really well. For some reason, I just can't find it on this one. So it works. I'll just deal with it.
Yeah, I understand. So Jordy, make you run to Spartanburg, correct? And now you're headed back. You have to go down to Fountain Inn at all tonight?
That's what I take to Spartanburg, and now I'm back in Greenville, just sitting here on the wall, waiting for them to finish loading this trailer. Probably be another hour, maybe not quite an hour. We'll see.
To the trailer the other night, find Jerry's package for him. Hi.
Talk to him. He's down in Anderson. I wouldn't even bring that trailer back. So, no, I did not. That'd been hard to do anyway.
Who's just everybody like ribs you there when you have access to certain things there. But, all right. Well, I'm glad you got back with us, sir. Like I said, I was up and down earlier today a couple times, and I had actually jumped in the shower. Sally's like, Shane's on the radio, but she was having trouble jumping in there between you and Steve, and so I'm trying to teach her how to jump in there quick enough. She's still got that hesitancy, so she doesn't know when to key the mic, but she learned it.
Leaving enough time between either, which is a good idea to do. I get guilty of that. I key up too quick. I'm trying to remember to not key up on the microphone right away when somebody finishes. Give somebody else an opportunity to jump in here.
Just as guilty as it too. I'll get up there and ask a question, and I'll just start having the conversation. I don't mean to leave everybody else out.
nobody jumped in. So anyway, Richard, I'll let you go. I got to do some stuff here and actually making some tea, but don't tell anybody. Patrick will give me a hard time about that. So while I'm sitting here, he'll give me something to sip on while I'm on the way down. You guys have a good evening. Hope you sleep well. And anyway, I'll look forward to talking to you later. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
KA2SST.
For the station's recognized there. All right, KA73, sir. You have a wonderful night. You drive safe. And we'll catch you later. I think the Nets get ready to start here at 9 o'clock here. KA3JCA.
To be a road driver. I gave that up about 24 years ago.
4ZLK. I believe we talked before about that. I just do short trips, so I don't know if I could do it over the road long distance. I don't know if I'd like that or not.
I forgot that I talked to you. When you get old, if you don't write it down, it don't exist. Well, the road, either you love it or you hate it.
I like going on trips with the family when we did that when their kids were younger and with my wife. And I'd like to take a trip maybe, but I wouldn't want to do it as a living. I don't even know if I want to do this for a living, but that's what I do. So it's nice short trips. Anyway, Ronnie, good to talk to you. This is Shane here, N4ZLK, but I need to run. You have a good evening, N4ZLK.
Okay, have a safe trip.
This is KO4ZYX monitoring.
USST.
Is that KA2SSD Sierra Sierra Delta?
Sierra Sierra Tango.
2 Sierra Sierra Tango. Copy. This is Daniel Dana Woodruff, Kilo Officer 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. I'm not coming into the repeater this evening.
Trying to do three things at the same time. I heard the other station on, so I figured I would just jump in and put my two cents in. He's a local trailer driver. I was a new driver.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I spoke with Shane a time or two before. Can I get a report on how I'm coming into the repeater? Over.
Yeah, you're full quieting.
I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I've got a little noise on my receive end. That's probably on my end, but everything's still audible. But, alrighty. I do appreciate that. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be standing by for the net.